A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah is officially going after social media companies. Governor Cox and Attorney General Reyes say they'll sue every company, but we don't yet know what that means. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, UHP reportedly stopped a driver doing as fast as 170 miles an hour. This was in southern Utah. They say the 32-year-old was in his Jetta. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Wow, southbound I-15, Murray down to Sandy. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for the cold. Temperatures drop into the teens overnight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
I mean, a Jetta, right? It's 32 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The latest on some of what investigators are digging up behind Saturday night's mass shooting at the dance hall in Monterey Park, California. 11 people killed. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
After searching the gunman's home, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says he found numerous electronic items, evidence he was making gun silencers, and lots of ammunition. A motive for the shooting has not been found. One possibility, that he was jealous over something romantically.
I have not confirmed any of that information. It's part of what our investigators are diligently looking into.
We now know the suspect divorced his wife nearly 20 years ago. Investigators don't yet see any indication the shooter was related to the victims. Alex Stone, ABC News, Monterey Park, California.
A deadly shooting at a Des Moines, Iowa school today. Police Sergeant Paul Perezek.
We've got two kids deceased, and I use kids in the terms of students. I don't know if they're adults or teenagers or minor teenagers. Definitely an adult school employee that's been injured.
No word on the reason for the shooting. Four members of the Oath Keepers convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th attack on the Capitol building. A complaint about the verdict from Bill Shipley, a lawyer representing one of the defendants.
How do you have a trial when the only jurors you can draw from are, you know, in some meaningful way, you know, victims?
Ukraine expects to receive 100 Leopard tanks from 12 countries once Germany gives its approval, says a senior Ukrainian official to ABC News. The president says he'll sit down and talk with House Speaker McCarthy about the upcoming debt ceiling deadline, but his press office insists it will not be a negotiation. The president wants a standalone debt ceiling increase, just as the White House says Democrats gave Republicans three times while President Trump was in office. You're listening to ABC.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
News. And time for the KSL In-Depth. The IRS starts processing 2022 tax returns today. The CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, our friend Susan Spears, tells Utah's Morning News, people wanting to get their returns early should file electronically as soon as they possibly can.
If there are complications with the return, if you're doing some correspondence with the IRS, which can be a challenge in and of itself, then, you know, if it's a more complex return, it's going to take a little longer to get that refund.
For those who are doing their own taxes, Spears says there are a couple of key things that have changed this tax season, as they do every year, that everyone needs to remember.
The standard deduction amounts have gone up, as well as the itemized deductions amount. So be aware of that if you're close to that $12,000 plus single or $25,950 if you're married filing joint. Maybe make calculations both ways.
If you're waiting on documents from your employer, Spears says you should have those documents by January 31st.
Sometimes we have struggles getting those 1099s from brokerage houses, you know, if we've got investments. But You should have your W-2s by the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 23rd today, so there's another 8 days before they're supposed to show up in your inbox or your snail mail box, right? This year, tax season ends April 18th. That means you have till that date to file your taxes if you want to wait, if you're a procrastinator.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.